Now on radio.lds.org, the Mormon Channel presents Q&A.
Welcome to another edition of the Mormon Channel's Q&A here at radio.lds.org. Thank you so much for all of your comments, for all of your emails. If you'd like to email the Mormon Channel, maybe you have a question for Q&A about the gospel of Jesus Christ, or maybe you would just like us to address a topic, feel free to email us at radio@ldschurch.org. We received an email that asked, quote, "Why do LDS members consider the family to be so important?" Close quote. Our families here on earth are like our heavenly family. We were part of a heavenly family before we came to earth. We were spirit children of God, who is our Father in heaven. He loves us and cares about us. He wants the best things for us, and he wants us to return and live with him one day. Our Father in heaven put together the first family when he gave Eve to Adam in marriage. He told them to have children. This was so that our Heavenly Father's spirit children could receive bodies of flesh and bones. He told them to give their children the things they needed. He also told them to teach their children the gospel and to help them receive the ordinances of the gospel. Elder Robert D. Hales, in the October 1996 General Conference, talks about our Heavenly Father's plan for families.
The doctrine of the family begins with heavenly parents. Our highest aspiration is to be like them. The Apostle Paul taught that God is the Father of our spirits. From the proclamation, we read, "In the premortal realm, spirits, sons, and daughters knew and worshiped God and their eternal Father, and accepted his plan by which his children could obtain a physical body and gain eternal earthly experience, to progress toward perfection and ultimately realize his or her divine destiny as heir of eternal life. While our individual salvation is based on our individual obedience, it is equally important that we understand that we are each an important and integral part of a family, and the highest blessings can be received only within an eternal family. When families are functioning as designed by God, the relationships found therein are the most valued of mortality. The plan of the Father is that the family love and companionship will continue into the eternities. Being one in a family carries a great responsibility of caring, loving, lifting, and strengthening each member of the family so that all can righteously endure to the end and in mortality and dwell together throughout eternity."
That's Elder Robert D. Hales. We're talking about why families are so important. Our Father in heaven has put us into families for several different reasons. First, from our parents, we receive bodies of flesh and bones. We need bodies of flesh and bones to learn the things that we need to do so that we can live with our Heavenly Father forever. Second, families can provide the things that we need on this earth. Parents can provide food, clothing, shelter, love, and other necessary things for their children. Later, children can take care of their parents when their parents are too old to take care of themselves. Third, parents can teach the gospel of Jesus Christ to their children. They can teach them to obey our Father in heaven's commandments. And they make sure the children receive the ordinances that Jesus Christ has said they must receive. Elder L. Tom Perry in the April 2003 General Conference talks about the family, a proclamation to the world.
In a world of turmoil and uncertainty, it is important, more important than ever, that we make our families the center of our lives and the top of our priorities. Families lie at the center of our Heavenly Father's plan. A statement from the proclamation to the world on the family declares the responsibility parents have to their families. Husbands and wives have a solemn responsibility to love and care for each other and for their children. Children are an heritage of the Lord. Parents have a sacred duty to rear their children in love and righteousness, to provide for their physical and spiritual needs, to teach them to love and serve one another, to observe the commandments of God, and to be law-abiding citizens wherever they live. Husbands and wives, fathers and mothers, will be held accountable before God for the discharge of these obligations.
That's Elder L. Tom Perry. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A here at radio.lds.org. That's our homepage. You can check out our homepage if you'd like to download this program and listen to it as a podcast. Just go to our website, radio.lds.org. And if you have a question or comment for the Mormon Channel, please email us. Our email address is radio@ldschurch.org. We're talking today about why families are so important. President Joseph F. Smith said, quote, "There can be no genuine happiness separate and apart from the home. And every effort made to sanctify and preserve its influence is uplifting to those who toil and sacrifice for its establishment. Men and women often seek to substitute some other life for that of the home. They would make themselves believe that the home means restraint, that the highest liberty is the fullest opportunity to move about at will. There is no happiness without service, and there is no service greater than that which converts the home into a divine institution and which promotes and preserves family life." Close quote. Elder M. Russell Ballard in the October 2005 General Conference talks about why families should be the center of our lives.
The world needs to know what the proclamation teaches, because the family is the basic unit of society, of the economy, of our culture, and of our government. And as Latter-day Saints know, family will also be the basic unit in the celestial kingdom. In the church, our belief in the overriding importance of families is rooted in restored doctrine. We know the sanctity of families in both directions of our eternal existence. We know that before this life, we lived with our Heavenly Father as part of His family, and we know that family and relationships can endure beyond death. If we live and act upon this knowledge, we will attract the world to us. Parents who place a high priority on their families will gravitate to the church because it offers the family structure, values, doctrine, and the eternal perspective that they seek and cannot find elsewhere. Our family-centered perspective should make Latter-day Saints strive to be the best parents in the world. It should give us enormous respect for our children, who truly are our spiritual siblings, and it should cause us to devote whatever time is necessary to strengthen our families. Indeed, nothing is more critically connected to happiness, both our own and that of our children, than how well we love and support one another within the family. It is important to remember that all larger units of society depend on the smallest and most fundamental unit, the family. No matter who or what we are, we help ourselves when we help families.
That's Elder M. Russell Ballard. President Harold B. Lee spoke of the church as a crucial scaffolding that helps build the individual and the family. The church is the kingdom of God on earth. But in the kingdom of heaven, families will be the source of our eternal progress and joy and the order of our Heavenly Father. Families will be both the source of our eternal progress and joy and the order of our Heavenly Father. As we are often reminded, we will be released one day from our church callings. But if we are worthy, we will never be released from our family relationships. Elder James E. Faust in the April 1987 General Conference talks about preparing our children.
The third and most important way to prepare our children for some lasting happiness is to fortify the family. For centuries, the family was the bedrock of this and many other nations. It was the glue that held society together. Now many families are in trouble, and that glue is coming unstuck. As a result, many children are bewildered. They are growing up physically but lack the support system and the disciplined moral framework with love and understanding that a strong family can provide. It is in the home and with a family that values are usually acquired. Traditions are fostered and commitments to others are established. There are really no adequate substitutes. Church, school, and government programs can only reinforce and supplement that which is acquired in the home.
That's Elder James E. Faust. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A. Today, we're talking about why families are so important. If you'd like to comment on this program or you have a question, you can email us at radio@ldschurch.org. And while you're at it, you can check out our webpage as well, radio.lds.org. Nothing we do while on earth is of greater importance than what we do in our homes with our families. What we do with our families is important not only because it prepares us for eternity, but also because it helps us to meet the challenges of everyday life. No relationships are as important as family relationships. President Harold B. Lee, the 11th president of the church, emphasized that, quote, "The most important of the Lord's work that you will ever do will be the work that you do within the walls of your own home," close quote. Listen to this special audio clip from President Spencer W. Kimball. In the 1978 General Conference, he talks about the attacks on the family. Notice that the attacks have never stopped and are just as pervasive today.
The family is the basic unit of the kingdom of God upon the earth. The church can be no healthier than its families. No government can long endure without strong families. Never before have there been so many insidious influences threatening the family as today around the world. Many of the evil influences come right into the home through television, radio, magazines, newspapers, and other forms of literature. Brethren, as patriarchs in your home, be worthy watchmen. Be concerned about the types of program your family is watching on television or hearing on radio. There is so much today that is unsavory and degrading, so much that gives the impression that old sins of Sodom and Gomorrah are the thing to do today.
That's President Spencer W. Kimball. We're talking today about why families are so important. The gospel of Jesus Christ centers around the family unit. The ultimate in happiness, joy, and fulfillment in this life is inseparably connected with a wholesome family relationship. The lofty goal of exaltation or living eternally again in the presence of our heavenly parents can only be achieved as a family unit, and only after that family has developed a Christ-like pattern of living within the framework of conformity to priesthood principles. Emphasis on the family must be regarded as the cornerstone of all gospel teaching due to the key role of the family in each person's eternal destiny and also in his immediate happiness in life. President David O. McKay undoubtedly had this eternal concept in mind when he commented, quote, "I visualize heaven as the continuation of the ideal Latter-day Saint home. In the well-ordered home, we may experience on earth a taste of heaven," close quote. Elder David A. Bednar in the October 2009 General Conference gives us some closing remarks on the importance of families.
In my office is a beautiful painting of a wheat field. The painting is a vast collection of individual brushstrokes, none of which in isolation is very interesting or impressive. In fact, if you stand close to the canvas, all you can see is a mass of seemingly unrelated and unattractive streaks of yellow and gold and brown paint. However, as you gradually move away from the canvas, all of the individual brush strokes combine together and produce a magnificent landscape of a wheat field. Many ordinary individual brush strokes work together to create a captivating and beautiful painting. Each family prayer, each episode of family scripture study, and each family home evening is a brushstroke on the canvas of our souls. No one event may appear to be very impressive or memorable, but just as the yellow and gold and brown strokes of paint complement each other and produce an impressive masterpiece, so our consistency in doing seemingly small things can lead to significant spiritual results. Wherefore, be not weary in well-doing, for ye are laying the foundation of a great work, and out of small things proceedeth that which is great. Consistency is a key principle as we lay the foundation of a great work in our individual lives and as we become more diligent and concerned in our own homes. Marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God, and the family is central to the Creator's plan for the eternal destiny of His children. For these and other eternally important reasons, we should be more diligent and concerned at home. May every spouse, every child, and every parent be blessed to communicate and receive love, to bear and be edified by strong testimony, and to become more consistent in the seemingly small things that matter so much. In these important pursuits, we will never be left alone. Our Heavenly Father and His beloved Son live. They love us and know our circumstances, and they will help us to become more diligent and concerned at home. Of these truths, I testify in the sacred name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
That's Elder David A. Bednar. Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of the Mormon Channel's Q&A. Please accept our very best to you and your family. If you'd like to reach us, you can email us at radio@ldschurch.org and be sure to check out our website at radio.lds.org. Thank you so much for listening to the Mormon Channel.
You've been listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A on radio.lds.org.